بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهية الأكل متكئا. This is the chapter on eating reclining being makruh. It is makruh, it is undesirable to eat food whilst reclining. نبي جحيفة وهب بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا آكل متكئا. رواه البخاري. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I do not eat reclining. قال الخطابي المتكئ هاهنا هو الجالس معتمدا على وطاء تحته. قال وأراد أنه لا يقعد على الوطاء والوسائد كفعل من يريد الإكثار من الطعام بل يقعد مستوفزا لا مستوطئا ويأكل بلغة. هذا كلام الخطابي. وأشار غيره إلى أن المتكئ هو المائل على جنبه والله أعلم. إمام نووي رحمة الله عليه quotes Imam Khattabi rahmatullahi alayhi, another very great scholar, and he explained this hadith where Rasulullah said, I do not eat reclining, to mean in the context of a person who is leaning against a mattress that is beneath him. In other words, is a cushion or a mattress below him, and he's sitting on that and he is eating. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not sit on any mattress or soft cushion or pillow like a person who sit on a pillow and partake of his meals, intending eating excessively. So he is in that type of comfort where now he just wants to eat more and more. Rather, Rasulullah ﷺ would sit upright without leaning against anything. So he had no support beneath him, to like a pillow or something to lean upon. This is what Imam Khattabi rahmatullahi alayhi said. وَيَأْكُلُ بُلْغَةً. Rasulullah would just eat that amount of food that would suffice him. Other ulama have explained, leaning meaning, or reclining meaning leaning against something. So a person should not lean like on his side or on something as a support and relaxing that manner in eating. Rather, a person should sit upright and eat that which is sufficient for him or which will suffice him. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالسا مقعيا يأكل تمرا. رواه مسلم. المقعي هو الذي يلصق أليته بالأرض وينصب ساقيه. أنس رضي الله عنه says I saw رسول الله sitting with both his legs or thighs upright and eating dates. In other words, this posture is such that a person is sitting on his buttocks on the ground whilst his thighs, his legs are upright. So this is a very simple posture of Rasulullah ﷺ, like we explained yesterday. Rasulullah ﷺ said he is an abd. He is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He showed complete humility when he was eating. So amongst the postures that a person is should, or Rasulullah ﷺ sat whilst eating, this was also one posture. And here he was just eating a couple of dates. So he sat with his buttocks on the ground and he had his thighs raised. This is also a manner of eating, when a person is partaking of his meals is one way of sitting. So here again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not sit in such a manner that he would just eat and spend so much of time in eating, like a person who is greedy and he wants more. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would exercise humility and he would sit in the posture of a slave, indicating his humility and simplicity. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.